This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump itching to get back on the election campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event Saturday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It's official. The second presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden has been canceled. The debate was scheduled for Miami, but because of President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis, the Commission on Presidential Debates wanted it to be virtual. The president rejected that idea, and Vice President Biden did not want an in-person debate. In a statement Friday, the commission said there will be no debate on October 15th, and it will turn its attention now to the third debate in Nashville, Tennessee, October 22nd. The commission said the debate will be subject to health security considerations and in accordance with all required testing, masking, social distancing, and other protocols. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. COVID-19 relief talks have resumed as President Trump now says he wants a virus relief bill. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke for more than 30 minutes Friday afternoon as the Trump administration tried to revive talks on a coronavirus relief package that President Donald Trump walked away from on Tuesday. A GOP aide familiar with the situation said the Trump administration's new offer is about $1.8 trillion. Pelosi's most recent public offer came in at about $2.2 trillion. In Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told an audience that agreement on a package before Election Day is unlikely. Mike Gracia, Washington.
2 suspected Islamic State militants from Britain who were brought to the United States to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture and other acts of violence pleaded not guilty in a court in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Cote are 2 of 4 men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of the captors' British accents. G. Zachary Terwilliger is the U.S. attorney.
Both defendants, Alexander Cote, El-Sheikh, made appearances via video from the Alexandria Detention Center. Earlier today, they had their detention hearing. They both were waived that hearing and will be detained further pending further proceedings.
The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria. A UN program dedicated to ending hunger has won the Nobel Peace Prize. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The announcement came from the chair of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 to the World Food Program.
This is the first time in my life I've been speechless. I mean, this is unbelievable.
World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley tells the AP the program's staff more than deserve the honor.
They're out there in the most difficult, complex places in the world, whether it's war, conflict, climate extremes. It doesn't matter. They're out there, and they deserve this award.
The Peace Prize Committee says the WFP aided more than 135 million people last year, the highest total in many years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Hurricane Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm late Friday in southwestern Louisiana. Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental United States this year, breaking a century-old record. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.